For some people in Illinois, it's already election time again. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff to President Obama, used to be a representative from the 5th Congressional District in Illinois, and now that he's resigned, there are so many candidates in the race to replace him that at some forums the candidates outnumber the voters. There are 23 candidates in all. 12 of them are Democrats, and the winner among them will be the odds-on favorite to win a special general election in April. First, though, there are three primaries tomorrow, and Illinois voters get to narrow the field. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
A lot of voters in Illinois' 5th Congressional District feel the way Bob Kujampa does about tomorrow's election.
I think it's somewhat confusing for people. I really do.
Confusing because the Democratic race is wide open with 12 candidates on the ballot. Kujampa listened to them all, and Republican and Green Party candidates, too, at a recent forum. Illinois' 5th on Chicago's north and northwest sides had been considered a machine-controlled district, held for decades by powerful former Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dan Rostenkowski until he was indicted in 1994. In 96, ward boss Dick Mell muscled his son-in-law into the seat, Rod Blagojevich. Emanuel won the seat in 2002 with the backing and foot soldiers of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. But this time, there is no one favored Democratic organizational candidate.
The crowded field is actually part of the appeal.
Charlie Whelan is an economics lecturer at the University of Chicago, making his first run for public office.
Now, I can't beat a lot of these people head-to-head, but in a crowded field, I don't have to. All I have to do is beat them collectively because there's no runoff. So to me, it's actually an opportunity.
Another political newcomer is labor and public interest lawyer Tom Gagin.
I'm running as a progressive candidate. I'm not running as an establishment candidate.
Gagin has the backing of several prominent Chicago progressives, and last week he filed a federal lawsuit seeking a special election for the Senate seat filled by former Governor Blagojevich's controversial appointment of Roland Burris. In the wake of the Burris and Blagojevich scandals, most of the candidates are trying to carry the mantle of reform.
There's obviously been a checkered history in the 5th Congressional District, which is unfortunate.
State Representative John Fritchie reminds voters of his key role on the Blagojevich impeachment committee.
Voters will remember that, you know, the same Illinois that's the Illinois of George Ryan and Rob Blagojevich, it's also the Illinois of Abraham Lincoln and Paul Simon and Barack Obama. That's the Illinois that I know and love, and that's the Illinois that I'm trying to continue.
But Fritchie's opponents remind voters he was the one who interrupted another committee member's questioning of Burris, allowing him to sidestep questions about how he got the Senate seat. Fritchie is the son-in-law of a de facto ward boss and has the most organizational support.
We're the reformer.
Another reform candidate is Cook County Commissioner Mike Quigley, who invokes the theme of the presidential campaign in his bid for Congress.
The Obama race was about change. We've been the catalyst for change for 10 years in Cook County, fighting for them against tax hikes and against corruption.
Quigley's record of reform earned him the endorsements of the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times. If anyone can be considered the machine candidate, it would appear to be Alderman Patrick O'Connor, Mayor Daley's unofficial floor leader on the city council, who promises to bring home the bacon.
I think that I've shown an ability to bring tax dollars tangibly back to our community.
But O'Connor doesn't have Mayor Daley's endorsement, nor Emanuel's. Both say they're staying out of the congested primary. And he hasn't raised much money. The candidate raising the most is State Representative Sarah Feigenholtz, endorsed by the Service Employees International Union, Emily's List, Now, and other women's groups.
So I want to go to Washington, and I want to bring back health care for more Americans. I have a great track record.
The only other woman in the Democratic primary is Jan Donatelli, a commercial airline pilot who used to fly for the Navy. And there are five other candidates running, too. With this being the only race on the ballot, voters who can't make up their minds may just stay home. Turnout for Tuesday's primary is predicted to be around only 10%. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.